And now to someone who's covered Richard M. Daley since before he was mayor for 30 years now, veteran Chicago reporter Carol Marine. She's now political columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times and political editor for the NBC affiliate WMAQ. Welcome to the program, Carol.
Thank you, Melissa.
Well, how would you describe how Richard M. Daley's personality and his legacy are alike or different from those of his father, Richard J. Daley, the legendary mayor of Chicago before?
Both had an autocratic style. Both liked control, both had immense power. But Richard M. Daley presided over the dialing down of racial tensions in Chicago, whereas his father presided over a much more heated and much more tumultuous time. Richard M. learned from the experiences of his father and managed to reach out to Blacks and to Hispanics. Some would argue co-opt them. Others would argue give them some small piece of power that presided over a level of peace and greater harmony here in the city.
And if you think about Daley 1 versus Daley 2 in terms of patronage and corruption, the things that Chicago politics has become synonymous with, what do you see?
You see patronage and corruption, but at different levels. Since his father's reign, there is a federal court decree that forbids patronage hiring. Daley II has resisted a lot of that, and there still have been great claims and federal investigations of violations of patronage or job rigging in the city of Chicago, but there has been less of it. In fact, nothing has reached into the fifth floor, which is where the mayor's office is in City Hall. It's come close with some of Daley's top aides, but never reached Daley.
And if you look around Chicago as a physical city, does it look like a very different city now than it did when Richard Daley took over in 1989?
It is a vastly different looking city. There are flowers, and the mayor has a particular affection for wrought iron fencing. What you end up having is a city that's gorgeous, at least in its main parts, and shockingly beautiful in terms of Frank Gehry sculptures and Millennium Park. This is no longer just the hog butcher to the world. We are also a world-class city that ranks among the New Yorks and San Franciscos, but also the Torontos and the Londons.
What about if you look at crime or education or social barometers around the city? What would you say Richard M. Daley's mark has been, or where has he fallen short?
In terms of education, he will get a mixed report card. He had really the bravery to take over the vastly problematic Chicago public school system. But it's been argued that if it was getting an F before, getting a D plus or a C minus may not be as much success as one is looking for. When it comes to violence, right now we are beset with shootings on the South and West Side. We have a profound violence problem in the poorer neighborhoods of this city. And Daley has struggled with it. He has fought against guns, but he has not conquered this problem that really seems to be just as bad as it's been since it began.
When you think about now the Chicago Democratic machine without Richard M. Daley at the head of it, what does that look like?
Well, you've got a weeping business community right now, I'll tell you, because Daley was their guy. He's more a Chamber of Commerce guy. If his father used the bedrock of the labor unions in the city of Chicago, this mayor has really infuriated many of them in terms of the public employee unions with the givebacks that he has demanded and some of the contracts that he's had problems with. And so there is great remorse in the business community and uncertainty about who takes the reins from him.
It's also worth pointing out that Richard M. Daley's office has become an incubator for talent that has moved on to Washington, certainly in the Obama administration.
No question about it. And his political lines and the lines of the Obama White House are all utterly connected, whether it's Rahm Emanuel, David Axelrod, Barack Obama, Michelle Obama, for that matter, Valerie Jarrett. And so the Daley administration and the Obama administration are utterly entwined.
Okay, Carol Marine, good to talk to you. Thanks.
My pleasure.
Carol Marine is a political columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times and political editor for the NBC station WMAQ.